A unique and successful camp meeting.
Ellen White was provided with a little rented cottage about 3 minutes' walk from the campground, where she could rest and work, 8 WCW, p. 363.
She wrote a report of the camp meeting for the January 7, 1896, Review and Herald, in which she declared, "During the meeting we have had abundant evidence that the Lord has been guiding both in the location and in the work of the meeting. A new field has been opened, and an encouraging field it appears to be. The people did not swarm upon the ground from curiosity, as at our first meeting in Brighton, and as at Ashfield last year. The majority came straight to the large meeting tent, where they listened intently to the word, and when the meeting was over, they quietly returned to their homes, or gathered in groups to ask questions or discuss what they had heard." As she continued, she wrote of the topics of the evening discourses delivered by Prescott, Corliss, and Daniels. "All presented the truth as it is in Jesus Christ. In every sermon Christ was preached, and as the great and mysterious truths regarding His presence and work in the hearts of men were made clear and plain, the truths regarding His second coming, His relation to the Sabbath, His work as Creator, and His relation to man as the source of life appeared in a glorious and convincing light that sent conviction to many hearts. There were not sufficient seats in the tent to accommodate the people who came to the evening meetings, and many stood outside. Having discovered the great value of the evangelistic camp meeting as held in New Zealand and Australia in 1893 and 1894, the initial plans for this meeting called for a convocation of 3 weeks' duration. During the mornings of the first week, sessions of the Australian Conference and the Australasian Union Conference were held."
Writing in the very midst of the camp meeting, W. C. White reported to Abram Larue working in Hong Kong,
"Yesterday afternoon our large 80-foot tent was crowded full, and about 400 stood outside. Mother spoke with power, and many were deeply impressed. In the evening also the tent was packed as full as it could be, and some scores stood around outside. Elder Prescott spoke. Christ and the Sabbath was his theme. Some whom I have met today say he was inspired. Certainly he spoke with great clearness and power, and never in my life did I see an audience listen as his audience listened last night. During the week the attendance averages about 100 in the afternoon and 300 in the evening. Everything about the management of the ground is moving along pleasantly. Quite a large number are spending their afternoons visiting the people and inviting them to the meetings. My wife is out engaged in this kind of work this afternoon."
8 WCW, p. 368.